WonkyBot Entertainment comes a show where you get to listen to the secret virtual therapy sessions of the biggest superheroes in Stuart St. John's tremendous universe.
Welcome. I am Amy. Please state your full name.
I'm Silver Ma.
Master Machine.
Almighty Man. War Sound.
Get up close and personal as you listen to therapy sessions between an android named Amy and a roster of superheroes.
Thank you for participating in the program. How have you been since our last session?
Why ask the question?
It's part of the session, Kyle.
Not too good, Amy.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
In our last session, we were talking about your issues around food.
Yep, sure were.
How did that make you feel?
With great power comes major issues. Stuart St. John's Superhero Confidential.
Have you always been so self-critical?
Meet the galaxy's newest bad boy in a fiction sci-fi audio series from WonkyBot Entertainment.
And what is your name, brave fool?
Adamus Waru.
He has a weapon, Mr. Momota.
Krog.
In a parallel futuristic universe, 18-year-old Adamus Waru can tap into the powers of the gods and become...
Summoning the power of... Tremendous Boy!
When his girlfriend is taken hostage by the galactic tyrant Lord Trigus of Barrington...
Tessa! Please! Don't hurt her!
Adamus is forced to search for 5 cosmic spheres that control the multiverse.
I'm not gonna let Drykus have an opportunity to screw me over.
Starring Linda Gray from television's Dallas.
If you should stop now, you will never again hold Tessa in your arms.
And Cameron Hernandez as Tremendous Boy.
All I've ever wanted was a family, to be loved, to feel included.
I'm sorry, Adamus. This is for the good of the multiverse.
Treacherous little snake!
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Stuart St. John's Tremendous Boy. And now, a new episode of Terra Tremendous.
Dear Diary, when I left Power U to find Dr. Epic and learn the truth about why he set a mysterious music box in my crib when I was just a baby, I never dreamed what it would lead to. Using the power of Scion, I was able to delve into his mind and was shocked to learn that he and my mother knew each other before I was born. In fact, they were young scientists in love. Diary. I was stunned by the revelation. As I went deeper into Epic's mind, I found myself watching events from the past. I was suddenly in the jungles of Peru, where Epic, and my mother, had been called to help on a top-secret military mission investigating a crashed alien starship.
You've gone too far! Stop! Release me from your mind meld!
No! I want to know what happened! I see you, and my mother, standing in front of the alien ship. The doors are opening.
I don't want to replay the events! Stop this! Stop this!
No!
Charlotte, look. A door on the craft is opening.
Professor, the patterns of the sounds just changed.
Yes, I noticed that too. Charlotte had no idea that I already knew the reasons the sound patterns had changed. That it was because the sounds were actually a form of communication.
Why didn't you tell her?
And reveal years of my secret research?
But if you loved her, what did that matter?
Looking back, I wish I had never made that trip to Peru.
We've approached the edge of the starship, General. The hatch is open. We have a clear view inside.
What do you see, Doctor?
An open chamber directly in front of us. Empty. Control panels filled with bright, twinkling lights.
The chamber looks to be at least 4 times the size of the outer dimensions of the craft.
Dimensionally transcendental?
Yes. I'm guessing that the inside and the outside of the ship
exist in separate dimensions.
Explain, Doctor.
Well, a dimension is nothing more than a direction you can measure in. Given the size discrepancy, there's the distinct possibility that the outside of this craft sits in our dimension, and the inside exists in another space and time.
That's impossible. How can they coexist?
A wormhole?
Precisely. A wormhole. A tunnel that connects 2 points in space and time.
So in the case of this ship, a wormhole might be connecting the outside with the larger inside. An inside which might be stored in another world, or even solar system.
Correct.
Ready to go in, Professor?
Yes.
General, we're moving in.
Your wind power bumped up against my sound wave. Pushed me back a bit.
Sorry!
No worries. Just had to amplify the vibration for an extra boost. Sure wish we were just enjoying a night flight for fun, rather than looking for Terra Tulpa the Terrible.
I know, right? Are you still tracking her on your sound radar?
Oh, yeah. Looks like she's on the move. She's now heading near the Power U library?
Let's move.
Welcome to Radcliffe Chamber.
Oh, it's enormous. Filled with a collection of wondrous artifacts.
I've only been in here once, accompanied by Mr. Barrington, of course.
This building houses an array of the most powerful and deadly weapons, gadgets, devices, and even spacecraft our superheroes have collected over many, many years.
I feel like I'm walking through a museum of the bizarre. Strange instruments, grand machines, fascinating photographs from other worlds. There are even costumes.
Yes, worn by some of the species our heroes have encountered off-planet. Please refrain from touching, Mrs. Bittlesback.
What is that there? That peculiar metal chair with the circular helmet attached to it.
The Alpha Accelerator, a memory device retrieved from the Jindin Quadrant after the superhero team the Mighty Ones defeated Darkon the Dreadful.
And that there, that slab of concrete.
It's a transformation stone brought back by Almighty Man from the planet Hig-Ru. Are we done?
And that over there?
Mrs. Bittlesback. There are hundreds, thousands of items contained in this chamber, and I have no intention of describing each one in detail. This is Radcliffe Chamber, And now that you've seen it, you can check it off your list and...
But where is the augury Invictor?
What?
The augury Invictor. Before I leave this building, I should like to see it.
What is the augury Invictor?
You've never heard of it before, Mr. Sinclair?
No, I haven't. Though I'm not surprised.
The augury Invictor is of supernatural origins. It sits here at the chamber's core, where it is surrounded by maximum security. Only headmasters are aware of the augury's existence. So how would you know about Mrs. Bittlesback?
I was informed of its existence only recently by her former headmaster, Ajax Edavine.
Edavine? Impossible.
Why is that impossible?
Because Mr. Edavine died 20 years ago.
From WonkyBot Entertainment comes a show where you get to listen to the secret virtual therapy sessions of the biggest superheroes in Stuart St. John's tremendous universe.
Welcome. I am Amy. Please state your full name.
I'm Silver Maw.
Master Machine.
Almighty Man. War Sound.
Get up close and personal as you listen to therapy sessions between an android named Amy and a roster of superheroes.
Thank you for participating in the program. How have you been since our last session?
Why ask the question?
It's part of the session, Kyle.
Not too good, Amy.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
In our last session, we were talking about your issues around food.
Yep, sure were.
How did that make you feel?
With great power comes major issues. Stuart St. John's Superhero Confidential.
Have you always been so self-critical?
Meet the galaxy's newest bad boy in a fiction sci-fi audio series from WonkyBot Entertainment.
And what is your name, brave fool?
Adamus Waru.
He has a weapon, Mr. Momota.
Frog.
In a parallel futuristic universe, 18-year-old Adamus Waru can tap into the powers of the gods and become...
Summoning the power of... Tremendous Boy!
When his girlfriend is taken hostage by the galactic tyrant Lord Trigus of Barrington...
Tessa! Please! Don't hurt her!
Adamus is forced to search for 5 cosmic spheres that control the multiverse.
I'm not gonna let Drykus have an opportunity to screw me over.
Starring Linda Gray from television's Dallas.
You should stop now. You will never again hold Tessa in your arms.
And Cameron Hernandez as Tremendous Boy.
All I've ever wanted was a family, to be loved, to feel included.
I'm sorry, Adamus. This is for the good of the multiverse.
Treacherous little snake!
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Stuart St. John's Tremendous Boy.
Approaching the library below. Seth, you go left, I'll go right.
Sounds good. There she is!
Terra Tulpa! Give it up!
How can you see me? I'm invisible!
Not when you're being picked up on my sound radar! Gotcha!
Hey! Let go of me!
Ah, there you are, visible again.
So you two want to play games, huh? Summon the power of... Get those Cerebral!
Echo Cerebral? Great! A lizard with brains.
Let the games begin. Let's start with the lashing from my fabulous tongue. One down, one to go.
Ew! That slimy tongue stinks!
That's what you two get for the surprise ambush.
Terra! Come on, you gotta stop this! We're gonna get so busted if Mr. Barrington or the faculty finds out.
Ooh, Mr. Barrington. You've just given me a great idea, Chloe. I should wake the old boy up.
Did she just call Mr. B the old boy?
Terra, no.
Now I'm gonna climb up the side of this building and take a nice leap over to the faculty building from the rooftop.
Ew, she has scales on her hands.
I also have super sticky goop in my mouth. Get ready to get sprayed with the force of Gecko Cerebral. See ya!
Stuck against the wall in this slime.
Me too. And I think I just pooped my pants?
Oh my god, Seth, seriously?
Okay, I didn't, but almost. That girl scares me.
I know. She's out of control.
Man, Priscilla really did it this time.
Wait a minute. Priscilla?
What about her?
I have an idea, Seth. Just play along, okay?
Sure. Once I figure a way out of this slime.
I got it. First, I'll freeze the slime with some cryokinesis.
Love those elemental powers of yours.
And then, break it apart. And now yours.
Ice. Nice.
You're such a geek. Come on.
We're inside, General Keller.
Steady now. Remember, you've got backup right here outside. Team of soldiers ready to go.
The hatch! It's closing behind us!
Get out of there! Both of you! Now!
Run! It's closed. Ezekiel?
Over here.
Why didn't you run?
I...
What are you looking at? Oh my god.
See for yourself.
What? What was it?
The Tian Yan Yi. An alien race from the Alvidian system. Of course, I didn't know that at the time. I learned it later, privately.
What do you mean, privately?
Just what it sounds like. Private sessions with them. We exchanged information with one another. I shared my knowledge of our world, and they shared with me the wonders of their sound technology.
You mean you didn't share it with my mother, with the government?
Ezekiel, this is incredible. There must be...
9 humanoid forms. Elongated. Large forehead, diamond-shaped eyes.
They're just standing there, watching us from behind the partition.
Yes, making those whale-like sounds. Listen to them, fluctuating.
Terra Tremendous. Created, written, and directed by Stuart St. John. Sound design by Michael Plahuta. Original score and theme song by Stuart St. John and Michael Plahuta. Produced by Stuart St. John, Michael Plahuta, and Todd Fisher. Production coordinator, Jonathan Chase. Casting by WonkyBot Studios. Based on characters in the Tremendous universe created by Stuart St. John. Terra Tremendous is a WonkyBot original series produced by WonkyBot Studios. For more information, visit wonkybot.com. From WonkyBot Entertainment comes a show where you get to listen to the secret virtual therapy sessions of the biggest superheroes in Stuart St. John's Tremendous Universe.
Welcome. I am Amy. Please state your full name.
I'm Silver Maw.
Master Machine.
Almighty Man. War Sound.
Get up close and personal as you listen to therapy sessions between an android named Amy and a roster of superheroes.
Thank you for participating in the program. How have you been since our last session?
Why ask the question?
It's part of the session, Kyle.
Not too good, Amy.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
In our last session, we were talking about your issues around food.
Yep, sure were.
How did that make you feel?
With great power comes major issues. Stuart St. John's Superhero Confidential.
Have you always been so self-critical?
Meet the galaxy's newest bad boy in a fiction sci-fi audio series from Wonkybot Entertainment.
And what is your name, brave fool?
Adamus Waru.
He has a weapon, Mr. Momota.
Frog.
In a parallel futuristic universe, 18-year-old Adamus Waru can tap into the powers of the gods and become...
Summoning the power of... Tremendous Boy!
When his girlfriend is taken hostage by the galactic tyrant Lord Trigus of Barrington...
Tessa! Please! Don't hurt her!
Adamus is forced to search for 5 cosmic spheres that control the multiverse.
I'm not gonna let Drykus have an opportunity to screw me over.
Starring Linda Gray from television's Dallas.
If you should stop now, you will never again hold Tessa in your arms.
And Cameron Hernandez as Tremendous Boy.
All I've ever wanted was a family, to be loved, to feel included.
I'm sorry, Adamus. This is for the good of the multiverse.
Treacherous little snake!
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to Wonkybot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Stuart St. John's Tremendous Boy.